Hello, my name's Nick Tan, and you're welcome to this is no, this is this thing on podcast number 116. Now all is now well with the world. Not only have I found my pop shield, I've also been in receipt of some lovely brand new music. If you don't know, I play music from all over the planet, submitted by the artist or by their representative. And so yeah, I've got some fantastic tracks this week, just brilliant. And the first track I'm going to play is by a band called Decode. This is a great little tune. This is called Days After You.
It's been years since I slept right through the night. All the lights have kept me awake. She always said the world was just fine. And even if you didn't mean to, you've done it anyway. We tore the pieces apart again. Still some magic you can still breathe. The sun is shining through. You're a blessing in disguise. I can hardly wait for you. Now I've opened up my eyes. And the sun is shining through. You're a blessing in disguise. I can hardly wait for you. The sun is so clear. You were never really there. I know what I wanted to say. That was just the worst part of me. Said that you're
Richard Vobes. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Pretty good, actually.
It is pretty good, isn't it? Now, most of you who have been listening to this podcast for a while, sorry, I'm just playing with things, will know that I went through a brief phase of saying, we're talking about the bands and saying, oh yes, they're this, they're that, and they've got all this, and they're from this country. I can't be bothered to do that anymore unless I know the bands. Now, the next band I'm going to play you, I know, come from Southampton because I had friends over the weekend and we went out to my favourite eatery in Southampton, which is a vegetarian Indian restaurant called Indian Melody. Absolutely gorgeous. Want to go there, talk to Ram, have some fantastic food. Anyway, on the way back, a few beers, sitting on the train, we're having a good time. Guy sitting next to us on the other side of the aisle, started chatting to him. I think his name was Ian. Anyway, he started telling me about his band. He's just did a gig in Bournemouth. And he was coming back and he was saying, want to give our stuff a listen to. I think he might have had a few cold drinks himself. And the next day, I did remember the name of the band. And for some reason, I'd liked them already. I'd liked their page already. I like lots of pages. Come on, like my page, you bastards. Sorry. Did a little, let a little of that out. And anyway, someone from the band sent me one of their tracks, which is great, but and I said, well, that's all right, but there's another track of theirs which I think is better, And this is the track I'm going to play. So they sent it to me. This is a band called States of Matter. This track is called Only Lovers Left. No, Only Lovers Left Alive. Here we go. Anyway, States of Matter.
Fire! Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
It reminds me that there's some song called Free Falling. I'm free falling. Yeah, I don't know who did that. Whoever did that, can you put a comment on the podcast or website? Didn't she just tell you that? Is this thing on podcast.com? Yeah, probably. Nothing wrong with sounding like somebody else. Nothing wrong at all, as you all know. I think I've broken this thing I'm playing with here. Right, now, like I said, I only play tracks that I like. Actually, I didn't say that, but I do. I only play tracks that I like. People do send me stuff, just don't like it, just don't play it. Now, Matt? Oh, I'll tell you what. I had a skinful Saturday night. 7 pints I had. I still feel the ill effects from it. Monday afternoon, as I said. Still feeling a little bit. Anyway, let me try again. Matt Stevens, as a band called The Fierce and the Dead. Now, you might have noticed in the past that I've played a lot of stuff by Matt Stevens because he's a mate of mine. If I've got friends of mine that do music and I like it, I will play it. Now, I haven't played any Fierce and the Dead. I haven't. The reason being, the track that Matt sent me, just didn't like it. Didn't do anything for me. I thought, nah, don't like it. Wish it did. Can't. So I'll play some of the Matt's old stuff. Now, they got a new single out. And this is a track from that new single. No, EP. Yeah, EP, you know what I mean. This is quite special. And that's why I'm playing it. This is the Fierce and the Dead. And this is a great track. This is called On VHS.
Thank you. Hey everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick's Tan. Nick, fuck, I'm gonna do it again. That's the one he's gonna use.
It's still carrying on, can you hear it? Still there. Just listen, it's very quiet. Yeah, still there, still there, still there. Now it's gone, now it's gone. Anyway, go and download that. It might be for nothing, might be for some money. Go to the podcast thingy, you know, website. It's this thing on podcast.com and down, and there'll be stuff when I get around to it. There'll be stuff. This is a great podcast this week. I normally think, oh, I'm just about getting away with it. Today, I don't think I am. I just need to sit down and go to sleep for a couple of days. Righty-ho. Anyway,
currency accepted. Make selection now. Selection accepted. Artist found.
We're gonna have to huddle a little bit.
We're gonna have to huddle.
We're gonna huddle.
We're in public.
I thought you were gonna kiss me.
Hello.
We've had a pre-podcast beer.
It's that time of the week again, friends. Here is Paul Lane and Nick Tan. Unplug the jukebox, baby.
Oh, yeah. So, Paul.
It's Nick.
It's that time of the week again.
It is indeed. That time of the week, mate. Here it is. That time of the week that we both look forward to immensely.
We do.
Well, as lately, it's becoming that time of the fortnight, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, you know, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
We're busy chaps.
But it was quite poignant, I thought, that you weren't here last week because I did a female special.
Oh, a podcast that I haven't listened to yet.
I know. And I had a Jenny Walker interview that I put in, and it all mixed in. So apart from me, it was all female.
Right. Cool.
Most popular podcast so far.
That's really good, mate.
I know.
That's really good. It's because I wasn't in it.
Well, it's because...
It's because the figures drop dramatically.
Because I was barely in it. I think it's the women thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably something like that.
That way we all love
maybe some of, maybe the tags. Some of the tags I put in the post for show notes. Maybe that might have attracted a few people.
Who was that in the picture?
That was my daughter.
Is that Izzy? Izzy?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she like... grown sort of by
not teenagers,
aged by
not
like
teenagers
10,
like
10 years since I last seen her.
Nah, she's a teenager, that's what happens.
Oh, right. Constantly okay, well, changing. I was having this discussion last night with Matt from The Rising last night. Name drop. And he said, who is that? And I said, I don't know. I said, it might be Izzy, but I don't think it is.
Yeah. 16 in May.
Oh, my days.
I know.
Frightening.
I know.
Frightening,
mate. That's lovely.
Yeah,
lovely,
all good.
So we can just jump straight in.
We can jump straight in because I haven't listened to last week's podcast, so
right,
I can't.
Okay, no problem.
I'm unable to comment on the music, but I'm sure it was lovely. And I will have a listen. So I want to talk about a band called Crinkle Cuts this week on Unplug. They're a band from Bristol who I got in touch with around about Christmas time. I can't remember how it came about, but I had an email back from them with tracks from their EP. I don't know what the EP is called, actually. So the chap who I got in touch with, I think his name is Hawk or something like that. Hawk, what was the name of the EP? You might have told me, but excuse my ignorance. But
maybe come to the podcast show notes.
Yes.
And then
have a little comment.
Which a lot of people are doing, actually. Yeah, in the last few weeks, there's been quite a few comments from bands.
Finally getting the idea. Indeed, it didn't take long. What are we, episode 117?
117,
yeah. So Crinkle Cuts are a 8-piece funk, ska and reggae band from Bristol.
Another one.
Funk, ska and reggae, or as it says here, the only way is up for the pioneers of Bristol skrunk.
Oh.
Skrunk. Have you heard of that phrase before?
I have now. I think they might have just invented it.
I think they might have done as well. So they've been going since the middle of 2010. And they sent me this 4-track EP, which I didn't know anything about them. I thought, well, I'll give that a listen. And I did last night, and I'm glad I did. What I really liked about it was it's just really, really upbeat. And it sounds like they're having a lot of fun. It's very, very uncomplicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not challenging at all. It's not meant to be challenging. It's just good time,
yeah,
isn't it? Even though they're trying to blend, obviously trying to fuse funk, ska, and reggae together. Scar Reggae. Funkin' Scar, yeah. And it's working. I like what they've done. However, the first track I listened to, We Are, I thought was very cluttered. I thought it was pretty badly produced. I thought it was just a mess, to be honest with you. And it put me immediately on the back foot.
And that was the first track on the...
That was the first track I listened to. I can't remember the order of the EP, okay. If I'm honest. I just listened to them as I flicked through. That complements the following three tracks even more, in the fact that, you know what it's like, you listen to a track and it's like, and then it's like, right, come on then, you've really got to pull the stops out a bit here. I was a bit like that with the Cherry Blue Storms. Do you remember I said last time I was here when they did that cover of Baby You're a Rich Man by the Beatles, and I didn't like it at all. It irritated me. And then since then, the things that you've played on the podcast, I've really, really liked. So the next track was a track called Pink Elephant. Which was a really nice, clean, crisp sort of summery sound to it. There was kind of something a bit 80s about it, which I thought, and I can't put my finger on what, but it was simple, it was uncomplicated. Scrunk. I thought the vocals reminded me a bit of David Byrne. Did you wake up on the wrong side of your bed? The piano gives it a nice lift. There's some horns. There's a bit of everything in there. Well, there's going to be with an 8-piece.
Oh, yeah.
Christ.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So,
a lot going on.
Again, and I say this about a lot of bands that I come in here and talk about. I think as a proposition live, I think this lot would be great. I think they'd really be good fun. Oh My is the next track that I listen to. It's a bit funkier than the other two. A bit more leaning towards the funk rather than the ska or the reggae. The horns added they were a bit more prominent than this one. They had a real nice soul tinge to it all. The vocals a bit more deadpan. And somehow there's an energy to it, but it still comes across as quite laid back. It comes across quite natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Really liked it. And it's both these tracks, Pink Elephant and Oh My, are real earworms, I would say. You know, after one or two listens, they'll stick.
Mm.
You know, really nice commercial sort of sounds, you know. The fantastically titled Jesus Bojangles was the last track I listened to. And that was a bit of everything. The verses were really quite laid back, kind of loungy, kind of jazzy sort of feel. Mm. And then there was like a bit of funk thrown in. And then the chorus went into just an explosion of ska, you know.
Cool.
So, but it wasn't... What I liked about them was that, they've got these influences, and in lesser hands, it would have sounded really messy, but they've got away with it. They've really thought it through. But at the same time, it's come across really natural as well. So, hats off to them. I don't know how they've done it, but they've done it. And I feel they're just really, really good fun. I really, really, really liked them. Crinkle Cuts is the name of the band. Thank you. and are well worth checking out. They're on all the usuals. They're on Facebook, and they are on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/crinklecuts.
You sure they're on Facebook? They don't say Facebook.
Yeah, that is copied from Facebook.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
So, and they're on MySpace as well.
They're on MySpace. Yeah. Remember MySpace, everybody? Email us with your MySpace memories.
Yeah. And they're playing next week.
Yeah, they've got a couple of gigs coming up. Yeah. Friday, February the 17th, they're at the Croft in Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And on March the 31st, a little bit way off, but they're at Mr. Wolf's in Bristol as well. And there's something saying Prime Funk Collective. So I don't know if that's another band that are playing, maybe. Or
it might be a...
Or is it the event? The
event might be called that.
I don't know. Again, well, Hawk, my man, if you're listening, set us straight. Set us straight. Set me straight.
Hmm. And yes, get in touch with Dave. Comic Dave at BCFM.
Get in touch with Dave.
Miles.
Yeah.
I'll put BCFM Bristol Community Radio.
Yeah.
He does a show over there. And
there you go. He might have heard.
Oh, rats! I'm supposed to be doing a job for him as well. I've forgotten.
I'm not staying here long.
No, it's all right. No.
It's not a long one tonight. I'm shooting off home, having a bit of food, and watching the football tonight.
Is there football, isn't
there? There is. It's Middlesbrough against Sunderland in the FA Cup, and I have a bit of a soft spot for Sunderland because my granddad was from
there.
Can
I just say you have a bit of a soft spot for football?
Yeah, I do. But no, for Sunderland, they're like my second team, as it were, because my granddad was from up there. So I'll be going home watching that. And the good lady's out tonight as well.
Okay.
So I've got the place to myself. So fridge full of beer and some man food. Come to unplugthejukebox.com because it is alive and kicking again. And if I get a bit of time away from painting the nursery this weekend for our new arrival during a couple of months, I will write up a little review on Crinkle Cut TP on there as well. But yeah, unplugthejukebox.com, also on Twitter and everything. So yeah, come along and say hello.
Lovely.
Alright.
Cheers.
It's always a pleasure, mate. Don't live too far away. Only stays for a day.
Konnichiwa, Nick-san. 私はロンリーと言います、ニックさんの HC on Podcast の日本のリスナーです
Yes, indeed. It's easy for you to say, Ronnie. yes, well, there we go. Paul Lane, unplugthejukebox.com, and all that kind of malarkey. Now, a band, I don't know if I've played them before, not sure, called Casino Trap. This is quite a stunning little track, this. In fact, all the tracks are good today. I've got some, like I say, it's nice to get some new music. Put a bit of a shout out. So anyone got anything new to send me? Got sent some stuff, and it was all good. What more could you ask for, except this is Casino Trap and Let You Go. It's Chris from Canada, and Nick can't find my jingle. Nope, I can't find it, Chris. Where did I put it? Anyway, that's Casino Trap and Let You Go. I like that. It's a bit rocky today, isn't it? Rocky after last week, which was actually last week's podcast, which is the female podcast, surrounding myself with women as I did. That's the most popular podcast I've done so far. Most hits on the website on that Sunday, I think it was, when it went up, than any other day since time immemorial. How about that? So what can I say? Women are women are women, as Paul Young used to say about 30 years ago. Right, another band. This is The Dots. This is Love Divine. And it absolutely is completely divine.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Which reminds me, Matt from King Never there also mastered all the tracks for the Is This Thing On podcast compilation CD called This Thing Is On, available for a mere £5. If you go to the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com, click on This Thing Is On, and you can buy a real live CD like this. with writing on it, proper writing on it. It is with, I think there's 13 tracks on it, 13, including one of mine, worth £13 alone. Yeah, all right, fair enough. Right, another track, another new track. How good is this? Oh shit, nearly knocked something over. This is Minion TV, and where are my notes here? And it's called Keep. What is it? Oh yeah, Keep the Negatives. Lovely track this. Thank you. Twitter.com. Lovely. That was a nice little track, that. Very much enjoyed that indeed. Yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter, me personally is Nick_Tan. If you just want to follow the podcast, it's _isthisthingon. And you'll find all the links to that on the website. Now, normally I listen to tracks, obviously, before I play them. That's how I can tell they're good. Now, I've just received a track. Just this moment, like this very minute, I've downloaded a track from Kid Russell. It's called Juice Acoustic. I haven't heard it yet. Right, I haven't heard it yet. I've just slotted it in to track 12 here. It's track 12 today. And we're going to play it. And I'm going to listen to it as you listen to it for the very first time. It's brand new. It's Kid Russell. It's called Juice Acoustic.
Could it be the weed? Yeah. Could it be the booze that's got me this away? Sipping on a cup. Man, I really messed up trying to drink my pain away. I've been walking this lonely road, trying to find my pot of gold. I've been walking this lonely lost my soul. Could it be the juice? Could it be the weed? Yeah. Could it be the booze that's got me this away? Sipping on a cup. Man, I really messed up trying to drink my pain away. I saw her tears, made me wanna forget those years. And when I saw her pain, made me take the Lord's name in vain. Why, God, could it be the juice? Could it be the weed? Be the booze that's got me this away. Sipping on a cup. Man, I really messed up trying to drink my pain away.
Oh God, that was awful. No, it wasn't. That was brilliant. Well done, Kid. That's Kid Russell and Acoustic Bollocks. What's it? I haven't got it written on my list. It's not on my list. Sorry, it's not on my list. It's called Acoustic. No, it's called Juice Acoustic. There you are. It'll all be written up nice and neatly later on today. You might remember a guy called Colin from a band called Big Block Bloody... What is it? Big Block something or other from up north. And we'll often play a lot of his tracks, Colin. He's collaborated with somebody else. And they've come up with this fantastic little single. This is called Happier, and the name of the band is Churn Milk Joan. This is quite special.
And that's about the right feel, I think.
In the idyllic time, we were safe from any harm on the idiot farm. Magic. Will I hear the sound? Fairy wood, alfalfa king. She moves my eye.
time we waste, never knowing how fast we lose the taste. Our own eyes misplace the changes that break. I still hear the sting, the silliness, the sting. Poverty, affluence, by Apatia. Apatia. She looked back into his eyes. Transfers white, the record spins, the sound is right in my basement. When the summer comes, how could we get anything done?
Hi, my name's Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
That was lovely. That was Churn Milk Joan and Happier. Quite unusual, quite spectacular. Spectacular. Now, Andrew Foster from Portsmouth is a friend of mine. Very good musician. We've had him in on an Unplugged the Jukebox special. Yes, we'll do one soon, Paul. We'll do one soon. Every time he comes, he says, can we do an Unplugged the Jukebox special? I go, yes, yes, all right, we'll do it. But we'll do it soon. Sorry, mate. He's also a fan of the Cherry Blue Storms, as am I, and they are coming to the UK in the middle of May, and they're coming over. So me and Andrew had a bit of a chat via the Book of Facebook the other day, and I said, "Oh, by the way, have you got any tracks for me?" And he said, "Funnily enough, I've got one that's just been mastered, just this minute been mastered, and I'll email it across to you." And fortunately, he did. This is quite lovely as well. This, it could do with a bit of double bass, actually, Andrew. Just, you know, not hinting. This is Andrew Foster and Memory Maze.
Anything is clearer in the light, morally respected, though despite my fear of traveling alone. Perpetually scared of losing face, overdose of quirky English grace. It's better to stay unknown. Whoa, my memory maze. Whoa, hold secrets in the haze for the player. All the world's a stage, all for the players, life's a game. Someday I'll succeed in something real, then I'll understand just how it feels to break down the rules of engagement. Watching everybody else progress, it's harder than I thought, I must confess, but we'd be safer alone.
try to come home, but no one understands what it's like to have gone this far into my memory maze.
How lovely was that? Well done. That's a, you know, that is a very well written and a very well performed song, and I know what I'm talking about because I do a little bit of singing. I do a little bit myself, and as I always do, I always finish off with one of my songs. If you follow the podcast, you may know, or I don't know if I've mentioned the podcast or somewhere, so I'm moving the microphone a little bit, that I will shortly be joining the ranks, well, kind of joining the ranks of unemployed, but not really. I'm literally giving up my job. And then I'm going to concentrate on music and promotion and management and some other bits and pieces, some other little clever little tricks, all designed to make me some money, so we can all eat. And one of the things that I've been doing is looking at some of the songs that I don't play and thinking to myself, why don't I play this song? What's wrong with this song? Why don't I like it? Why isn't it gripping me? And it might be because I've performed it live and actually, let me just take these headphones off. I might have performed it live and it didn't go down very well, or maybe I wasn't feeling very well, or whatever. And one of those songs that I haven't performed much is a song called what's it called? Be Like Your Friend, which I've sung on the podcast before, but I thought it needed something a little bit different. Now, if you know me, you might know that there are certain people that I don't like. One of them is Paolo Nutini. I don't like Paolo Nutini. I do not like his music. I think it is very derivative, and I think it is not done very well. But this song sounds a little bit like Paolo Nutini, who also sounds like Ray Gelato, who's bloody brilliant. So you can form your own opinions. But this is a song that I've sung before on the podcast, as I said. And I thought I'll try it differently. Now I'm doing a gig on this Wednesday, a couple of days time, and I want to do a bit of an upbeat set, as opposed to a slash your wrist set. And so I thought I'd try something a little bit different, and this is it. So I'm going to get on with it and play this song. I hope you've enjoyed all the music you've heard today. Please go to the website. It's been really nice to see all your comments, and a lot of the people that have played on the website, played on the podcast, they go and make comments and say, look, that lazy bastard Nick didn't say this, but we are playing here, or we are from here, blah, 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 blah. And they send links, they put links to their websites and other freebies and lots of bits and pieces. Anyway, enough of that. I need to go and have some lunch, although it's actually like late now. What do you call I know you have like a brunch, but what do you have like between a lunch and a tea or dinner, whatever? Anyway, I'm going to do that. So I will see you next week, and I hope you enjoy this song. And it's called Be Like Your Friend. I just moved into your town and I don't matter much at all. Getting to know my way around, but all I found is crummy mom. I know that I just need to lose myself and enjoy the place like everybody else. Oh, I'm just sitting here on a rock, really trying to blend in. I'm not in laughing at your jokes, pretending that I get down. I hope you know that I'm not trying to pretend, yeah. Like your friend, la 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 la, la 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 la. Tried to find myself smart, but it just didn't move me. So I just bust down to the beach, and that was kind of groovy. Found myself a pretty little friend. Maybe things will work out in the end. Get down. I hope you know that I'm not trying to pretend, yeah. I wanna be like your friend. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
smile at your jokes. Hope you know that I'm not trying to offend you. I wanna be like your friend. La 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 la. Me and my pretty little friend, we're just like hearts on fire. Seems to think that I'm the one our only heart's desire. I know I'm usually the first one to step back, but this time confidence is something I don't lack. Oh, oh, oh. I'm just sitting here on a rug, I'm really trying to blend in. I'm nodding, I'm smiling, I'm even trying to laugh at you. Hope you know that I'm not trying to pretend, yeah. I wanna be like your friend. Well, I'm just sitting here on a rock. I'm really trying to blend in. I'm not in laughing at your jokes, pretending that I get them. I hope you know that I'm not trying to pretend, yeah. I wanna be like your friend. La 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 la. Fuck you, Paolo Nutini. Bye.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?